What is your opinion? What do you think? That line at the beginning of the Gospels from Jesus, what is your opinion? Where he puts the responsibility back on the scribes and the chief elders, reminds me of when I was little, one of the many times that I got in trouble. Once in a while, my parents, instead of the usual go to your timeout corner or whatever else they chose as punishment, they would say, what do you think your punishment should be? I hated that. Because then it put the responsibility for my actions on myself, the consequences on myself. I then was recognizing the power of choice because that responsibility, even for consequences, was my choice at that point. So I'm having trouble getting past that line in today's gospel. What is your opinion? What a powerful statement and tactic from Christ to put that responsibility, to bring to light that each one of us has a responsibility to choose when it comes to obedience. A lot of times, you know, we think of obedience as just some sort of oppression or rule put on us, taking away our choice. But in reality, obedience, hearing and being moved to an action, that actually is a freedom. We have a freedom to choose to unite ourselves to what is being spoken to us. That is obedience. And we see it brought out in today's parable, where we have the two sons. And the theme of obedience is the focus of this. One says yes, but then is disobedient. One says no, but then is obedient. Now we recognize the ideal would be that we are able to just say yes from the beginning and follow through with that action. Follow through doing what is right and just in the eyes of our Father. Ultimately, this parable is this beautiful metaphor of us receiving from the Father and choosing action, choosing to do something in unity with what the Father is asking of us, is speaking to us, that we would hear the words of our Father and we would say, yes. We would respond with a yes, and our lives would reflect that yes. That's a beautiful reality that obedience brings. And we freely can choose to unite ourselves. So I think it's neat that the gospel is actually, that we have the second reading paired with it in this weekend, because St. Paul is speaking to the Philippians about unity, his desire that we would be of one mind, one heart. What a beautiful reality that unity is. And we as Christians, we're called to a level of unity that we don't often see in the world. Because we're living in a society where kind of an individualistic mindset is promulgated and pushed upon us. Where I look out for number one. But the reality is that we are called to put others above ourselves. And that action that we enter into, unite ourselves to, that response to hear and to act in accordance with what we hear, that brings about a unity that is mystical, a unity that is almost ununderstandable or comprehensible for us as human beings because we don't see it that often, or at least we don't think we do. St. Paul is speaking to the Philippians, and the Philippians, it was a community largely retired military. And so as he's speaking in this second reading, they would have been hearing this and immediately thinking, okay, where have I seen unity on that level? And we may be familiar just because of movies portraying it and things like that, but there is a theologian, Dr. Scott Powell, who brings up from this second reading, the imagery that would be calling to mind was a military tactic where the soldiers in a defensive position would form almost this armored pod by going shoulder to shoulder and holding their shields in front of them, creating this fortress, essentially, out of themselves, this body that cannot be penetrated by the offense of the enemy. This indestructible tactic, where they were so united that they were a single unit, one heart, one mind, one purpose. if anyone in that group were to think selfishly, were to get some sort of vainglory and think, I need to be the hero and charge out ahead, that entire pod, that entire unit falls apart and is easily attacked and falls. If anyone in that group, out of fear, shrinks away and says, I need to protect myself, then that whole unit breaks and falls apart. St. Paul is constantly speaking to us with analogies of unity, that we are a mystical body. We are united to the point where we are of one mind, one heart, one body of Christ. And we have the choice to hear the will of the Father and to do what is right and just in the eyes of God. We have the complete freedom to choose to respond to that. What do you think? What's your opinion? Are we doing that? I think it provides for me this stumbling block of that question is actually right where I need to be this weekend. To ask, okay, what is my opinion? Am I obeying and uniting myself to the will of the Father? Am I doing what is right and just in His eyes? Because if I am, there is a unity that is born of that. Or am I allowing things to divide me from other people? What is your opinion? Are we letting things of the world become more important than the unity that comes from our God? What do you think? Are we right now placing other things higher than the will of our Father? What is your opinion? Are we saying yes in complete freedom to what the Father is asking of us? What is your opinion? Because when that responsibility is put on our shoulders, it's this beautiful opportunity for us to reflect and answer that question. What do you think? Because if we are truly obeying and saying yes, if we are truly doing what is right and just in the eyes of God, a beautiful unity, one heart, one mind, will be the reality that we are all as Christians experiencing. What is your opinion?